So far, many schools in Maine say they have been pleased as they've welcomed students back into the classroom this fall. But COVID-19 risks still exist in and outside of the school. In just the past week, positive cases prompt schools in Harpswell, Sanford, and Dixfield to close their doors for at least a few weeks, as we've heard. That continued risk of transmission has led a few other schools in Maine to hold off on reopening and stick with remote learning this fall instead. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Portland's Baxter Academy operates differently than most schools in the state. For one thing, it's a charter school that specializes in science and technology. It also serves students from 60 towns, and many rely on buses or public transportation to get to the high school. That's a red flag for transmission of the novel coronavirus, and so is the way Baxter's lunch breaks are taken.
We have an open campus system, and so at lunchtime, for instance, everyone will go out into the community.
Kelly Pryor, the school's executive director, says there's no gymnasium or cafeteria. Instead, they stop for lunch at nearby restaurants and play basketball on local courts.
But really, we don't have the communal gathering spaces in the school that are typical. So we have narrow 5-foot hallways that don't allow for 6-foot social distancing and smaller classrooms because we break out of those classrooms often and out into the city of Portland.
Ordinarily, Pryor says that freedom helps to set the school apart. But when administrators looked at potentially bringing all those students back together into a packed school during a pandemic, the choice quickly became clear. Baxter would stay remote until the virus was under control.
It was clear to us pretty early on that we were not going to be able to observe the health and safety requirements required of school.
Baxter is one of just a few schools that has decided to stick with remote learning. A recent survey from the Maine School Superintendents Association found that the vast majority of schools in Maine plan to offer some type of in-person learning this fall, either full or part-time.
Right around the middle of July to the end of July, we looked out our window and realized there were very nearly as many people here as there are in a typical year. And that was kind of scary.
Mount Desert Island High School principal Matt Haney says when his school district began considering reopening this summer, several factors gave them pause. They had questions about the supply of personal protective equipment and building ventilation. But there were also questions about the number of out-of-state tourists packing Bar Harbor.
There was an amazing amount of concern, like, what is this going to mean? Does this mean that we are going to wind up inheriting some of the viral load that has been going on around the country?
The area has so far avoided the worst of the pandemic, but after talking with local public health experts, the school decided in August to hold off on reopening until September 28th, when the worst of the tourist season had passed. Even so, about 20% of parents are keeping their children at home.
They're doing remote, at least through the first quarter of the school year, and then they can decide at that point whether to come in or not.
And at the Indian Island School, which serves about 90 students on the Penobscot Nation Reservation, buildings will likely be closed even longer. Principal Anne-Marie Swanson says because of the Penobscot's large elderly population, public health experts and tribal officials recommended that schools stay remote for the foreseeable future.
The school is right across the street from the assisted living center. We have a lot of families. It's very communal atmosphere here on the reservation. It's a very close-knit community. A public health situation is what they were trying to look at, and it's abundance of caution that we went remote.
Swanson says the decision has been hard on parents. Many are juggling work, homeschooling, and childcare. But Swanson says the school is trying to help by holding weekly online meetings and asking families what they need. Right now, she's trying to get students noise-canceling headphones to help them concentrate while they work.
So it's just case by case. I'm learning. I'm trying to listen to my parents and then see what can I do to make this work for them.
At Baxter Academy, Executive Director Kelly Pryor says some families have opted to leave because they prefer in-person schooling. Others have chosen Baxter because of its remote approach. But Pryor acknowledges that so much time on a computer isn't great for anyone. So this week, the school is sending out big boxes to every student. They're filled with books, lab equipment, components to build robots, anything that can be used offline.
Do things asynchronously that don't tie them to their computers. So get them out into the world and moving around.
Pryor says the school hopes the projects can keep students connected with each other and the world beyond their computers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.